Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you. Take a second now. Listen to these sounds. See if you recognize them. All right, that's not the takeaway carpentry shop. No, all of those were pencil sharpeners. So when was the last time you heard any of those sounds? And for that matter, when was the last time you even used a pencil? It used to be the most important tool of any artist, right? The staple of creation, I guess you'd call it. Now, passé, or even an endangered species, at least in the mainstream it is. Sure, sketch artists still sketch and animators still draw, and pencils will always have their place for things that absolutely need to get down on paper, not in pixels. But even animators and designers can easily draw with computers and tablets, and they don't even need to get up and stop working to sharpen anything. One listener, Cynthia, told us on Facebook, pencils are like socks. They will always just get lost. But don't despair. If you're devoted to the graphite and the wood, the pencil still has its champions. A new photography exhibit in London is celebrating the pencil as an artistic emblem, one that shows the inner character of the artist who uses it. Photographer Mike Tinney captured pencils that belong to famous artists. One belongs to the actor Stephen Fry, another to novelist Dave Eggers, Oscar-winning makeup artist Michelle Burke, her pencil's in the exhibit, along with many others. The photos will be auctioned off, and the proceeds will go to charity. Joining me now is Alex Hammond. He's creative director of the exhibit. Alex Hammond, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
It's great to have you. What is so great about pencils?
Well, we feel it's still really relevant in this digital age, and this is the reason for the project. We realize that many of these really class A creatives still use the pencil, even when they had creative digital tech surrounding them. And the reason for this was that it still had this immediacy and ultimate accessibility, which really gave it the power to communicate ideas almost instantly. So the eureka moment might be the spark of inspiration. So it's about what tool is the quickest at achieving that communication of an idea. And it's kind of that process that we found that is still used by so many of these amazing creatives, whether you're makeup like Michelle, or whether you're an architect, whether you're an author, an illustrator, a screenplay writer, they still have pencils at the core of their creative process.
All right, well, it's the pencil that helps do the creating, but your exhibit is made up of photographs of the pencils themselves, what they look like when the creating is all done, like the physical effects on the pencil. What can you tell about the attitude or the work of a creative person based on the pencil that they leave behind?
So the photos that we've taken, they're incredibly detailed. They're not just a photo of a pencil. The pictures are 30 or 40 inches tall. So when you get to that level of detail, you start to see beyond what the human eye can normally see. So the way they sharpen it, whether they have it next to a blue pencil in their box, whether they chew their pencil, what brand it is, all these sorts of things become really important. And we think that's an insight into their creative process. So the really good example is a chewed pencil. Now, is that someone who's nervous, or is that creative energy that they're trying to expel by sketching, by drawing, by writing? So the pictures do themselves reveal something about the artist.
Well, one of the pencils in your exhibit belongs to William Boyd. He wrote the new James Bond movie, big-time screenwriter. What can you tell about him and his creative process, what makes him tick, by looking at a close-up of his pencil?
Good choice of pencil, really. Good choice of person. William Boyd's pencil is a mechanical pencil, and he's had it for 15 years. And so all the novels that he's written in the last 15 years have been through this pencil. So you can see the wear and tear, the metal finish is coming off, and it's really showing signs of age. But because it's a mechanical pencil, obviously you can replace the leads. And when he gave it to us, it had a blue lead in it. That means something. Maybe he just fancied a change. But it's really, you can see the blood, sweat and tears which have gone into those novels represented by this aging pencil.
Sorry, I can't help it, but the writer of a James Bond screenplay with a mechanical pencil, I want Q to be showing it to him. Because it has a poison tip.
Obviously it does. And it's also bright pink, which was a bit of a surprise to us.
You've also got the actor and comedian Stephen Fry. He'll be known to a lot of American audiences for sure.
Mm. Yeah, interesting one, because he's so known for his love of digital. He's huge on Twitter. And so when we approached him, he said, well, I do use digital, but there's still pencils in our studio. And so when you have that immediacy of taking down a note or externalizing an idea, he reaches for the pencil. And this particular pencil that he donated to us was actually gifted to him by a super fan. And it says Stephen Rules OK on it.
Let's play a little bit of a game, Alex, shall we? I would like to maybe go down a list with you of some hypothetical pencil users, since you're the expert, and maybe decide what their pencils might look like. You game?
Yeah, definitely. Go for it.
All right. How about Steve Jobs? What about his pencil?
Good one. So there's a lovely pencil made by the brand Moleskine that's very sleek. It's kind of rectangular in cross-section. It's a lovely matte black. So maybe something like that.
All right. Well, Hillary Clinton is now famous, or infamous if you want, for not liking to share a lot of her writings, wanting them to stay secret. She's also going to have a very chaotic and busy year over the next year. What do you think about Hillary Clinton's pencil when she's not texting?
I think she would have both ends of the spectrum. So maybe she'll have a beautifully bejeweled, wonderfully crafted pencil holder, and then the actual pencil that goes in it would be a very run-of-the-mill kind of standard everyman's pencil to keep it politically neutral.
Oh, so you're saying Hillary Clinton would have every aspect of the pencil to cover all of her bases, sort of the everyman's pencil.
I think the everyman, but still having some little bit of bling in there just to flash it up a bit.
All pencils to all people. That makes sense. All right, how about Taylor Swift?
I think it would be a very well-sharpened, perfectly sharpened, manicured pencil.
Designed to sell?
Yeah, it may be bright red.
All right, but Alex, I mentioned earlier that the proceeds for your exhibit are going to charity.
Absolutely. So the charity, which is called Children in Crisis, they are the benefactors of the exhibition and the auction. So there's a lovely cyclic process here. We are celebrating creatives at the top of their game from all these different fields. And we're auctioning off a print with their actual physical pencil mounted in a frame. Now, the proceeds go back into Children in Crisis, and then they in turn support their projects in Sierra Leone and Burundi and the DRC Congo, where they are enabling the education and the development of some of the children affected by the conflicts in those territories.
Well, the iPhones are away. The laptops are shut. Where the Secret Life of the Pencil, which runs in London from May 20th through June 3rd. Alex Hammond is the creative director. Alex, thank you.
Thanks very much.